This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening, my friend, and welcome to Don Duke, DeBrino Field here in Gillespie for Game 2 of our Week 6 doubleheader as the Miners host the Carthageville Cavaliers. Along with Carl DeBar, Tim Mize with you here on FM 106. Welcome to all of our friends online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. And Carl, the Cavies come in 2-3, Gillespie 3-2. So in terms of playoffs, this is a big one.
It's a big one, that's no doubt. And for teams that have those in between close to 500 records, every game from now on is going to be a big one.
Gillespie won the toss. They have deferred to the second half, so they will kick off to begin here on a beautiful night for high school football. Gillespie has the home black jerseys, orange stripe across the shoulders, orange pants, the famed Gillespie G on the orange helmet with black face masks. For Carthageville, white road jerseys, blue numerals, blues on the shoulders, white pants, blue helmets, and red face masks. And we are set to go here in Gillespie for the Miners and the Cavies. Gavin Griffith has it teed up at the 40, and we are just about set. Here we go. And that is drilled down the left side of the field, going to be handled by one of the Carthageville up men at about the 30-yard line. That's Joe Lewis, and he returns out shy of the Cavaliers' 40-yard line, and that's where the Cavies will start, first and 10. Quarterback Michael Byatts comes onto the field. Running back Colton DeLong, along with Colton Robinson, the fullback, Jeraven Johnson and Aiden Noggle, the wideouts. Jack Kessinger starts at tight end. On the offensive line, left tackle Tyler Reels, left guard Chase Michaels, the center Christian Griffith, the right guard Ethan Trim, the right tackle Zach Reed. And last week, Carthageville threw the ball once, ran for 398 yards.
Which team we're going to see this week, Tim?
Hand off straight up the gut, and the Miners are ready for it. They stack up DeLong, but Colton does a good job to move that pile out across the 40 to the 41 for a gain of 4. Defensively for Gillespie on that defensive line, Tom Johnson at tackle along with Gavin Griffith, Zane Cunningham, and Jake Carter are your defensive ends. Four backers, Frankie Barrett, Billy Gill, C.J. Frinsco, and Anthony Gravagna. And in the secondary, Alex Ottersberg, Colin Johnson, and Blaine Lancaster. Glad you're along here. Hard to believe it's already week 6 of the season. Byatts under center. We saw that exclusively a week ago. Stretch handoff to DeLong. Probing, fighting, turns upfield, crosses the 45 to about the 46. He'll be a yard shy of the first down, and it will be third and one for Carthageville. Chad Easterday in his 12th year, 5 wins away from 100 career victories. He would join the great Andy Easton as the only Carthageville coach to reach the century mark in victories. For Jake Bilbrook in his 3rd year with the Miners, they went 4-5 last year after 2-7 in his first campaign. Gillespie hoping to get back into the postseason for the first time since 2013. Also, the last time they beat Carthageville was in 2013. And Carl, we were here for that state quarterfinal game against Staunton that year, won by the Bulldogs. That was a heck of a ball game. Third, oh, they gave him the first down. Well, 1st and 10, Cavies. DeLong again bounces right. He's to midfield and down there. Nice gain of 4. So 3 runs for the Cavies to start. 1 pass attempt. They were sacked once, so they tried to pass twice, but officially true. 1 pass last week.
And that's a team that we've seen pass quite a bit weeks before, and some pretty successfully, too.
Jed Easterday told us last week on Sports Saturday that they just realized the strength of the club this year was going to be on the ground. Power football, I formation behind Byatts as he comes under center. He will slip it to the fullback. That's straight up the gut, Colton Robinson. And he is inside the Gillespie 45, down to the 44. Gain of 6, and it will be 3rd down and about 1 for Carthageville. Just underway, opening quarter. Hope you enjoyed game 1 of our doubleheader tonight, North Mac and Auburn out of the Sangamo Conference. That was a big game in terms of playoff positioning as well, as both those squads entered 3-2. Miners on the year have beaten Litchfield, Southwestern, and Hillsboro. Their losses to Vandalia and Pena. Full house backfield behind Byatts on 3rd and a yard. The handoff goes to DeLong. Colton hitting the backfield, powers right through, and he is right at the sticks. Should have the first down, move the chains for Carthageville at the Gillespie 43. And there's nothing fancy about this, Carl. And we talked about the offensive line last week. Reels at left tackle, a 235-pound senior. Michaels at left guard, a 180-pound junior. Griffith at center, a 215-pound senior. Trim, the transfer from Southwestern, a 300-pound junior. And Zach Reed, the right tackle, 195-pound junior. So they were enjoying last week. They were able to just come off the ball and smash people. And they are off to a similar start here tonight. 3 minutes gone by in the opening quarter. I formation behind Byatts. Hand off again to DeLong. Colton running right. Hit at the point of attack and stuffed after a short two-yard gain. That was a nice containment on that far side of the field. I think it was Jake Carter who got in there. Gain of two down to the 41. Remember last week, Staunton at Carlinville started the game with a 7.5-minute drive. Carlinville eventually got the ball and put up 40 points in the Bulldogs. Pick up their second win of the year. 2nd and 8 for the Cavs from the Gillespie 41. DeLong again got tripped up in the backfield. He dives forward inside the 40 down to the 39, and it's going to be 3rd and long for Carlinville. Clock running 8:10 for the opening quarter. And this could be 4-down territory for the Cavs, so there's no guarantee they go to the air here.
Right, depending on what yardage they gain on this play. Get over half of it, you might say just as well go.
I formation behind Byatts. Johnson split out to the left, Noggle split out to the right. They will pitch right, 2 to long. Colton turns it upfield, hit after a short gain as he is going to be brought down outside of the 35 at about the 37. And it's going to be 4th down. We'll see what Chad Easterday and the Cavs want to do. 7.5 minutes for the opening quarter. And right now the offense is on the field. And this is one of those spots, Carl, at the Gillespie 37-yard line. You're kind of in no man's land.
True. I mean, if you can get that perfect punt and pin them inside the 5-yard line, you feel like success. But a lot of times you just don't achieve that.
Offense on the field. I formation for Byatts. 4th and 5.
They jumped.
Hard count. And the Miners come across the line. And it's 4th and 5. Now we'll see.
Well, they'll be going for it for sure,
right,
if they get the 5-yard penalty here.
Will it give them a 1st down or will it still be 4th and inches?
It might be very close.
They are going past the sticks. That should be a Cavy 1st down. Yes, move the chains on the hard count. So a good job by Michael Byatts to draw Gillespie offsides. That moves the ball down to the Minor 32. 7:05. For the first quarter. I formation behind Byatts. Nothing but rushing attempts. DeLong hit right at the point of attack. Again, falls forward for a couple of yards. Nice tackle that time by one of the Gillespie linebackers. That was Billy Gill on the stop. Picked up 3, though. Did DeLong. Actually, 2 right to the 30. He's one of those backs, Carl. He's a big one at 6'1", 220. Even when you think you've stopped him at the point of attack, he still gains 2, sometimes 3 yards.
And that's how you keep those drives going. And Cavaliers are starting a real good one right here with only 6.5 minutes going and clock a running.
Taking their time, chewing the clock. 2nd and 7 from the Gillespie 30. I formation for Byatts. Hand off again to DeLong. Straight ahead again. And Gillespie stacks it up after a short gain down to the 29. Miners haven't given up a chunk play, but 3 yards, 4 yards every
yep,
three carries. Is
6 yards
to get it
is
done.
The biggest gain of this drive, but it's been successful so far.
We're halfway through the opening quarter here at Don Duke DeBrino Field. What a legend, Coach DeBrino. Still involved with this Gillespie program. One of the best. 2nd and 6. For Carlinville. Byatts under center, I formation behind him. Snap away, play action. Well timed. Byatts throws, and it's intercepted. Threw it behind his intended target, and it was picked off by Anthony Cravagna. They threw it once last week, incomplete. First pass this week, picked off at the 5:32 mark of the first quarter. So Carlinville keeps the ball for almost 6.5 minutes, and they come away with nothing.
First turnover of the game, and boy, I'm thinking even last week, Cavaliers and Staunton, neither one had a turnover in that game, didn't they? We've seen some pretty good ball lately. Not a lot of turnovers.
Here comes Frankie Barrett and the Miner offense. Frankie, the 175-pound senior quarterback. Double wing set on the ground. First carry for Gillespie. Carrying out to about the 25-yard line. That went to C.J. Frinsco. In the backfield, you've got John Barry, Billy Gill, C.J. Frinsco. Barry's a junior. Gill's a senior. Frinsco's a junior. Anthony Cravagna split in tonight. He's a 180-pound senior. He's been a heck of a ball player across the board for Gillespie. Jake Carter at tight end, 177-pound junior. We'll get you to this Gillespie offensive line here after the second and sixth snap inside of 5 minutes for the opening quarter. They're going to run around near side with John Barry. Turns the corner. He's got a Gillespie first down out at the Miner 35, a pickup of 10. Good blocking on that right side by Zane Cunningham and Gavin Griffith. At left tackle, Blake Zinner. Left guards, Tom Johnson. The center is Joe Bertetto. Defensively for Carthenville, Clay Crow, Ethan Trim, Christian Griffith, Colton Robinson, Reed Kleeman on the defensive front. Chase Michaels and Ramey Lewis are the backers. The cornerbacks, Jack Kessinger and Bobby Seal, TJ Sims and Joe Lewis are the safeties. So a nice start for Gillespie. Two plays and a first down. Out to their own 35 after the Cravagna interception. Barrett will hand it off. Running left side, that is Frinsco again. 166-pound fullback. Carries out to about the 38. We'll call it a gain of three. It'll set up second and seven from there. A fast-moving first quarter. And, Carl, last week we got to see old-school football, and we're off to that same time to start. It's fun to watch.
It is.
Hat on hat, smash mouth. Coming right downhill at you. Barrett under center. He will hand it off, running right. Carthenville has that stacked up and not much there. Maybe a gain of one to the 39-yard line. Frinsco on the carry again. And you don't see this formation a lot anymore. This is a classic football formation.
Yeah, you don't see the full backfield.
Cravagna lining up that last snap just off the right tackle. Barrett comes back under center. Frinsco the lone back now. They got a four-receiver set. Carlinville crowding the line. They will slip it to Frinsco, and nothing doing. Carlinville was not fooled as Colton Robinson stayed on his lane and dropped Frinsco for no gain on the play. Be fourth and five at the Gillespie 39, and that was a good job by the Carlinville defense.
Stood tall that time.
.245 for the opening quarter. Colton DeLong back at his own 25, waiting the Miner punt. Standing inside his own 30 to punt this ball away. Good snap. And the kick from Barry's a nice high kick. DeLong has to run to his right. Hits the ground. Takes a Gillespie bounce. And that's going to be down at the 20-yard line. So a nice punt from John Barry.
Got a very favorable bounce, but yeah, nice high kick, and then he got the bounce, got down to the 20, and field position battle so far, and neither team's winning.
Gillespie, after the interception, started at their own 20, so they're able to flip the field position back to Carthenville's own 20. And this is what football used to be.
Yeah, you're trying to pin them deep and
win the field position game, take care of the football. They slip it off inside. I think that was Robinson on the inside handoff. Gillespie was not fooled. Colton got a gain of one to the 21. Fast-moving first quarter. The only pass of the game ended in an interception. Big crowd on hand here tonight. Just a gorgeous night for football. And, Carl, this really feels like the first football type of night in terms of the coolness.
Absolutely. I mean, more true fall feel to the air.
I formation behind Byatts, and we've got a whistle, and the Cavies take a timeout. A minute 50 for the opening quarter. Carthenville and Gillespie are scoreless. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Welcome back to Don Duke, DeBrino Field here in Gillespie. The Miners and the Cavaliers scoreless, a minute 50 for the opening quarter. And Carlos, congratulations to the Gillespie Indians junior high baseball team. They beat Germantown Hills in the state quarterfinals today 6-2. So Gillespie takes on Pleasant Plains in the state semifinals tomorrow morning at 9:30. That's up at the Eastside Center in East Peoria. So good luck to Jeremy Smith's Indians tomorrow playing in the state semifinals.
Hopefully they bring that trophy back home.
That would be fantastic. Second and 9 for Carthendale after they burned a timeout. Byatt's going to run the option. Pitches to DeLong. Gillespie has it strung out. DeLong fights through that tackle on the far side of the field as Frankie Barrett had a chance, but DeLong kind of just contorted his body ever so slightly, Carl, and was able to get away from that hit and got out to the 25 for a gain of about 4.
And that's all 4 for him. I mean, he was should have been no gain at all. Gillespie had it smelled out perfectly. But, again, like you say, just always falling forwards. And that helps out a lot.
80 seconds for the first quarter of play. 3rd and 5 for the Cavaliers. Byatt hands it off. That is DeLong again stretching. He is short of the first down as he is brought down at the Carthendale 28. Gain of 3, needed 5. Final minute of the opening quarter, and the Cavaliers will have to punt. Good job by the Gillespie defense. Cravagna and Barry head back to return the Cavalier punt. The kick is away. Nice kick. Lonnie Rosentrader hits it midfield, and then it's going to roll out of bounds at the 45 with 33.7 seconds for the opening quarter.
Well, so far now, the Miners are getting into what you call good field position on this opening drive, or the second drive.
And that's what you want when you flip the field with a good punt. Get that 3 and out. Now they have the football at their own 44-yard line. So, yes, they were able to flip the field right there. Now can the offense capitalize? They picked up 1 first down the first time they had the football. As Barrett comes under center. Dylan Lewis lined up split end right side. They will pitch to Barry running right, looking for blocking. Doesn't get it. He is introduced to Ramey Lewis at the line of scrimmage. He powers his way for a gain of 1 to the 45. That was a good job by Lewis. He covered a lot of ground to make that tackle.
And he wasn't letting Barry get away either. He had him wrapped up.
And that could be the final play of the first quarter. A fast-moving first quarter. A lot of ground and pound football here in the opening quarter of Week 6 at Gillespie. After 12 minutes between Gillespie and Carthendale, we have no score. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes crawled the bar back here at Gillespie. One quarter in the books and not a single trip inside the Sievers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Sievers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Sievers, online at SieversEquipment.com. That was a quarter of field position.
And so far, Gillespie has won this little battle for a whole quarter and has the best field position here on a second down play.
And this is a drive where Gillespie really needs to capitalize. Get some first downs, obviously, but when you flip the field position like that, you really want to get on the board first, get some points. 2nd and 8 for the Miners from their own 45. They need the Carthendale 46 to move the chains. Cavies crowding the line of scrimmage, all 11 inside the box. Barrett. Going to play action, option pass. He's going to throw out into the flat. Catch is made by Dylan Lewis. And Lewis has a Gillespie first down inside the Cavy 45 at the 44. Nice throw and catch right there. Barrett put it right on the money for Dylan Lewis, the 160-pound junior. .45 for the first half, no score. Carthendale's first drive, they had the ball for 11 plays, but it ended in an interception. Gillespie then pinned Carthendale back at their own 20. Cavies went 3 and out. Now the Miners on the move after they started at their own 44. They're now at the Carthendale 44. 1st and 10. Barrett under center, 4 receiver set. Frankie straight back. He's going to pass. Oh, drilled as he throws. Underthrown. Cravagna makes the adjustment, and he has the reception inside the 25 at the 23, a gain of 21, and Carl Frankie Barrett stood and took a shot and made a big-time throw.
He took the shot, and he was rewarded by a very gifted receiver, Gravagna, making a stop and just dive and making the catch.
Well, that's a play right there. So you want to play quarterback, huh?
Yeah.
He knew he was going to get blasted, still stepped into that throw and put it right on target.
See if they go upstairs again and pass. They got him kind of on the run here.
Barrett is going to throw again. Quick slant pattern.
Ooh, right
in and
on.
Out of the hands of Lewis. A well-thrown football, but Dillon couldn't squeeze it. That'll stop the clock with 10:58 for the first half. Second and 10, Gillespie at the Carlton Deville 24. That ball bounced off of Lewis's hands, and he slapped his hands together, agitated, knowing that's a football he should have caught.
Yeah, you got to put that pretty much on target, a quick slant. The receiver's got to catch it. He knows he's going to get drilled because he's cutting across the middle of the field.
Two backs in the backfield. Lined up off left tackle is John Berry. Split in. They will hand it off straight up the gut to Billy Gill. And Billy gets a yard or two. Going to be third and about nine. Certainly will be four down territory here for the Miners. So the play call here on third and nine, I would suspect, is going to indicate you plan on going for it on fourth. You don't need to get all nine. You certainly would take it, but you don't got to go for broke here. Four receiver set for Barrett under center. He's going to throw. Looking right, throwing the fade end zone, has a man caught! Miner touchdown! A beautifully thrown football. Ooh. From Barrett to Jake Carter.
Perfect timed pass.
Yeah, they
did
go for
broke.
At the 10-12 mark of the opening quarter, Gillespie strikes. John Berry now on for the point after. The snap is back. The hold is down. The kick into the south end zone is good on a line for Berry. 10-12 to play first half. Gillespie strikes first. They lead Carthenville 7-0. Back with the minor kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Six plays, 56 yards in 2 minutes and 21 seconds. Frankie Barrett, a beautiful fade to the back of the end zone to Jake Carter for a 23-yard touchdown on third and nine. The point after good, 7-0. Gillespie, that's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings scoring summary in Carthenville since 1854.
When a pass is that good and on time, you can have great coverage, and you can't do nothing about it. Coverage was there right within a half a yard of him, but a perfect time pass.
Who said it'd be four down territory? Little squib kick fielded at about the 27. That's Joe Lewis on the return, and he's able to get it out right around the Carthenville 40. They'll mark him at the Cavvy 39-yard line. And we saw Frankie Barrett, Carl, on that drive make a couple of sensational throws. Took a big shot on a long pass completion to Gravagna. And as you said, a perfectly thrown football dropped it right into the lap of Jake Carter.
Very good first half already for Barrett as he's got 55 yards in passing.
Baez comes under center. Stretch play to DeLong. Colton running left. Big hole. Sidesteps a man. Stiffs arms another. And he's out to midfield. Move the chains for Carthenville. Nice first down run for Colton DeLong. He gets right to midfield in a gain of 11.
Already 41 yards. 11 carries for Colton DeLong. So he's been the workhorse again.
He had over 230 yards a week ago against Staunton. Inside of 10 minutes for the first half. Here at Don Duke, DeBrino Field in Gillespie. Baez back under center, I formation behind him. Fullback Colton Robinson straight ahead. He gets down to the Gillespie 45. They slipped it right into the first man through for a pickup of five.
And that fullback dive can be an effective play when you're really gearing up for an elite tailback like Colton DeLong. 9:15 first half. Good start for Gillespie. Miners come in 3-2, Carthenville 2-3. So a big game here in week number 6. Offset eye behind Byatt. They will run the stretch play left with DeLong. He has the corner, has the first down, sidesteps a man, drags another, and he is eventually led out of bounds, but not before a big gain for Colton DeLong. They will mark him at the Gillespie 28-yard line. Gain of 17. And that long opening drive for Carlinville, they didn't really get any chunk plays, but they've got two nice chunks here in the first three snaps on this drive.
First two double-digit plays for this Cavalier running game. And you got to remember, Tim, the more run success they have getting first downs, they're going to wear down this Gillespie minor defense.
That's the name of the game with this style of football. Byatt's under center. He will give it to the fullback, Robinson. Oh, he sidestepped the first man, but then the minor reserves are there to stack him up at the 26-yard line, a gain of 2. 8:20, first half. And while we have a moment, Carl, happy birthday.
Why, thank you.
The big 6-0 today.
That's what they tell me. You get that age, you don't remember.
But did you have cake?
Cupcakes.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. That's all I had.
There you go. Nothing wrong with cupcakes.
No.
You're never too old for cupcakes.
No, I don't think so. Or cake either, really.
That's exactly right. So happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
7:50 for the first half. Byatt's little play action, rolling left. Now he's in trouble, comes back right. He will tuck and run, and he has a lane. A flag comes out as Byatt plows his way down inside the 15, but we'll wait on the flag. There's two of them back there. Probably a hold,
it is on
Carthenville.
Yeah, those missed. Anytime the quarterback reverses field, there's usually a big lane, and there really was, but he did get a little help with a hold there.
So 7:25. They will step off the penalty. They will mark that back at the 38-yard line.
Well, that's one thing we mentioned last week. It did hurt a few of their drives. Penalties are hard to overcome when you're trying to be a run, pounding ground run team. Those 10-yard penalties are tough to pick up then.
It's 2nd and 22. And Carlinville is going to take their second timeout. 6:57 for the first half. Gillespie leading Carlinville 7-0. We're here at Don Duke DeBrino Field back following these messages. Welcome back to Gillespie. Miners leading Carlinville 7-0. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll talk to our area football coaches. Also, Carl got a chance to talk with Hillsboro Boys golf coach Jeff Eichhoff today. Regional start on Monday as the Toppers look to get back to state once again. So we'll bring you that conversation tomorrow on Sports Saturday, 9:03 on FM 106. Byatt throwing deep, looking for Johnson. Incomplete. Well covered on the back end by the Miners. That's going to bring up 3rd and 21. Fighting Illini football back on the radio tomorrow following their bye week. 1:30 kickoff for the Illini.
Kind of a game that possibly they could win if they're going to do anything. Let's put it plain and simple. It's Minnesota, isn't it?
It is Minnesota.
So
we'll see.
Those are the kind of teams you're going to have to beat, the lower classes of the Big Ten, or you won't go nowhere.
Their last two games, they let them slip away.
Yeah, he did indeed.
That'll be 1:30 tomorrow on 105.3 The Ox. Illini basketball will be starting before we realize it.
I know.
Practice officially underway. 3rd and 21.
Oh,
Byatt rolling
behind right.
He will throw and in and out of the hands of Jack Kessinger. Had a step on his man, and it'll be fourth down. He's been a reliable target for Byatt on 3rd and 4th downs this year.
Throw was there. I'm not going to say the defender might have got his hand in there and helped break that up.
The Gillespie defense comes up with a nice stand after their offense gave them the lead. And that's always a big sequence, Carl. It's like in baseball, after you score, you want to shut down inning. Same in football, after you score, you want to shut down drive. And the Miners able to do it. Rosentrader will stand at midfield for the punt. High kick, no return for Gillespie. That ball is going to take a Carthenville bounce, and it's going to be touchdown right around the 10-yard line. So the Miners will be pinned deep.
Miners' offensive success basically came through the air as they've only ran for 19 yards this game, but have passed for 55 with three out of four completions by Barrett.
Now the Carlinville defense has a chance to do what the Gillespie defense did, and that is flip field position. That's how Gillespie got their touchdown after their defense forced a three and out after Carlinville was pinned at their own 20. They took over at their own 44, eventually went down and scored a touchdown. Now the Gillespie offense will start at their own 10-yard line, 6:37, first half, 7-0, Miners with the lead. Barrett will hand it off. That is Gill, and he is rocked. Nowhere to go as he tried to run left. He was cut off initially, tried to cut it back inside, and then Chase Michaels was there to shut it off. No gain on the play. No win to speak of here in Gillespie tonight. 6-10 first half. They did give him a gain of one out to the 11, so it's second and nine for the Miners. They stack three receivers in the left slot. They're going to run to that side with Frinsko. CJ looking for the edge, and he's going to get bumped out of bounds by Michaels out across the 15 and around the 19. He's inside the 20. He's going to be about 2 yards shy of the first down. So he'll be out of bounds at the 18. And it's going to set up third and two. And, Carl, this becomes a very pivotal snap in this ball game.
Big play here.
Carlinville can stop them. They'll force the punt deep in Gillespie's own end. The Miners can pick up the first down here. Carlinville might not get the football back in the first half, potentially. Barrett under center. He's already got Carlinville to jump off sides once tonight. They're going to run left. Oh, and getting away from the initial contact was Barry, and he's got the first down. Nice job by John Barry. He was hit shy of the line to gain, shedded that tackler, carries out to the 24-yard line, and good for first down yardage. Needed two, got six. Big play for Gillespie right there, courtesy of John Barry. 5:35, first half, 7-0 Gillespie. Full backfield for the Miners. Barrett going to keep it himself. That might have been a busted play as he lowers his shoulder, gets out across the 25 to the 26. It looked like he might have tried for an inside handoff, Carl, but nobody was home.
It didn't seem quite right, did it? Wasn't like a true bootleg, naked bootleg by himself for no reason. So I think something went a little awry.
He turned it up, though, and got what he could. It'll be second and eight as we approach the five-minute mark of an extremely fast-moving first half.
Only one incompletion for Gillespie and two by the Cavaliers. So not many clock-stopping plays.
4:50. For the first half, play clock down to five. Barrett taking his time, and I think Gillespie's going to call a timeout. They will with the play clock at one. 4:45 first half. Good ball game. Gillespie leads Carlinville 7-0. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Welcome back to Don Duke, Brino Field here in Gillespie. The Miners leading Carlinville 7-0. 4:45 for the first half. Gillespie has the football. Second and eight. Ball spotted at their own 26-yard line. I formation behind Frankie Barrett. Barrett straight back. He's going to look for the slant. Dangerous pass. Should have been intercepted. Kessinger had it. Couldn't squeeze it as he just led Carvagna too far on that slant.
And it truly did just go straight to the defender. Carvagna made a good defensive play on it.
Carvagna, the receiver, turned into the defender that time.
Yeah, the throw looked like it was perfectly the Cavaliers.
Third and eight. 4:41 first half. Barrett will come back under center. Frinsko and Barry in the backfield. Split backs. Barrett will hand it off to Barry, running right from the left side, and he gets out across the 30 to the 31 with a little misdirection, a gain of five. It's going to be fourth down and short. Clock will run 4.5 for the first half of play. Good job by the Carlinville defense. They gave up a first down, but they will force the Miners to punt. This is where John Barry needs to get a good one away. Dangerous return man in the long, waiting back at his own 35-yard line. Clock is running, nearing the four-minute mark of the first half. 7-0, Gillespie leading on a 23-yard touchdown from Frankie Barrett to Jake Carter. That kick is right at DeLong. He'll have a return. On the move at the 45-50. Inside of the Gillespie 40, takes a lick at the minor 37, but a nice return for Colton DeLong. Good hit laid out there by Tom Johnson.
And Myers actually did a good job, because when a punt returner can catch it on the run and cut straight up the field, it's tough to, you know, cover that. That's no doubt.
Oh, you're exactly right, because when he fielded that ball moving forward, he had a lane and he was moving quickly. Best starting field position of the night for either team as Carlinville starts at the Gillespie 37. Miners get the football to start the second half. This feels like a situation where the Cabbies really need to get some points on the board. Byatt's going to pitch left and motion before the snap. They were pitching to Bobby Seal. And Gillespie came offside. So that'll move the football down to the 32. Gillespie might be lucky they came offside there, Carl, because I think that play running left was going to go for a big chunk.
I think it might have gone for more than that 5 yards.
So it's first and 5 for the Cavies as they huddle up just inside the Gillespie 40. Play clock at 13. Byatt's to the line under center. Bobby Seal is the tailback. Two receivers to the right. They're going to pitch left again with Seal. Turns it up, and Gillespie had it snuffed out. Might have been the same play, but a very different result.
Yeah, the Gillespie Miners defense was ready for it this time, it looked like.
Lost 2 on the play. Good pursuit there from the Gillespie defense. About 4 black shirts wrapped up Bobby Seal. 3.5 minutes, first half. Carlinville, an interception their first drive, 3 and out their second drive, and then had to punt their third drive after picking up a first down. Second and 6, handoff to Seal, straight ahead, right into a host of black Gillespie shirts and nowhere to go. It'll be 3rd and long. Picked up maybe 1 to the 33. 3 minutes for the first half. Gillespie, the black jerseys, orange pants, orange helmets. Carlinville, the all-white look with the jerseys and the pants, blue helmets. 2:45 first half, 3rd and 5, facing the Cavaliers at the Gillespie 33. Byatts will hand it off. This is DeLong. Colton probing his way now, pure power, and he's going to be a yard shy of the line to gain, and Carlinville, I would imagine, will go, as DeLong carried it down to the 28 of the Miners. They won't need a full yard here.
No, it's not really much more than a half a yard.
2:15 for the first half. There's no secret what's coming here. I formation. They could slip it to Robinson, but you would sure expect DeLong to get this football in 4th and less than a yard. And whistles before the snap.
Which way to go, though?
Offside on Gillespie is the call. Oh, boy.
Well, that's twice they picked up that first down via the offsides.
Geared up to stop that run, trying to time that snap count and get off the football quickly, and they've just jumped the gun here twice on this drive, and that's a big one on 4th and less than a yard. They give him the first down, jumping offside.
With 2:04 or two minutes and counting, Tim, and Carnival's already used 2 of their timeouts, correct?
Yes, they have. Clock is running, minute 50 for the first half. Play clock down to 7. Byatts will hand off to DeLong, running left, has the corner, and he has a Cavy touchdown untouched off the left side. Great blocking over there by the Cavaliers on the left side of that offensive line, Tyler Reels and Chase Michaels.
Oh.
But a flag comes out. What's going to be the call here? This touchdown's coming back.
Did not see that flag out there.
And I never saw the signal from the officials either what it was. Here it is, illegal shift on Carthenville. Oh, boy. That's a big penalty. So instead of a touchdown, the ball is spotted back at the Gillespie 26-yard line. 95 seconds for the first half. Ball spotted at the 23, first and 15. Takes a touchdown off the board. And generally, Carl, illegal shifts are frustrating because it doesn't have anything to do with benefiting
the play.
Well,
it probably didn't. It was probably on the opposite side of the line.
Play action by it's rolling left. He's going to have to tuck and run, and he's drugged down handful
that
of jersey.
Could be 15.
And they're going to get the old horse collar there. It looked like he just had a handful of jersey, though, Carl. It didn't look like he had his hand inside the shoulder pad. But that's the call.
And even if you don't call it a horse collar, you can call it unnecessary roughness anytime you want.
I guess.
Kind of,
I mean,
drug him or flung him down at the end. I think that's what got
football,
him.
Though.
Yeah. I think having the jersey and flinging him down is what caused it.
I guess. That looked like a good tackle to me, but it's a penalty. And that's going to move the football.
This has been one strange drive.
It has been a very strange drive. And Carlinville into the Seavers recruitment red zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. All sorts of motion for the Cavies. Byatts gets the snap away. Hands to DeLong, running left on the far side of the field. I think he got about half of the 10 that he needed.
See where he goes out of bounds. Yeah, roughly that.
They're going to mark him, I think, about the 6. He's second and 5 from there, so they can get a first down without a touchdown. We near the final minute of the first half. Great ball game here at Gillespie. 7-0 Miners leading. Byatt's back under center. Play clock at 13. DeLong the tailback. They will give it to DeLong. Nope, that is Robinson. The ball is out. Gillespie says they have it, and they do. Big time turnover. They forced the fumble inside the 5. Carthenville's second turnover of the night. And Carl, we were talking about field position, and the other part of that conversation was taking care of the football.
Absolutely.
Carthenville, 2 turnovers. 46 seconds for the first half. Gillespie leads 7-0. They will take over at their own 4. Carthenville has just one timeout, and Gillespie will get the football to start the third quarter.
Don't expect Gillespie to do anything here, but try and plow the ball straight up the field for a yard and eat the clock.
And remember the touchdown that was called back after the illegal shift.
Biggest play so far in this game, besides a great pass by Barrett.
Barrett will hand off. Here it is, straight ahead, as Carl said. That was Barry on the carry. And actually, Billy Gill on the carry there. So he got out across the 5 to about the 8. We'll call it a gain of 4. And the play clock and game clock are basically synced up. It's a matter of tenths of seconds. They will have to run one more snap here. 7-0 Gillespie. What a half. Haven't beat Carthenville since 2013. And they are in the lead here as we're going to hit halftime. Don Duke, DeBrino Field, seeing a good one here tonight. After 2 quarters, the only score of the half, a Frankie Barrett to Jake Carter, 23-yard touchdown. And at the half, it is Gillespie 7, Carthenville nothing. We'll come back with the third quarter following these messages on WSMI. Gillespie leading Carthenville 7-0 as we get set to start the third quarter, along with Carl DeBar, Tim Mize here on FM 106. And Carl, the big play in that first half was the Carthenville fumble on the goal line.
That was the big play, the fumble, but actually maybe the penalty. It wouldn't have even made the fumble possible. It caused a Carthenville touchdown to be called back.
Illegal shift that took a 23-yard Colton DeLong touchdown off the board.
And you know the shift was on the opposite side of the field.
Each team had the ball 4 times in that first half. 2 turnovers, 2 punts for Carthenville, 2 punts, a touchdown, and then that possession that ended with halftime for Gillespie, and the Miners will get the football to start things here in the third quarter, leading Gillespie, or Gillespie leading Carthenville 7-0. Cavaliers set. Lonnie Rosentrader has it teed up at the 40-yard line, and we are set to roll. Here we go. That is driven down the far side of the field, fielded by one of the Gillespie up men. That was Blaine Lancaster. And Blaine, short return out around the Gillespie 30. Looks like they'll mark him at about the 32-yard line.
A good combo offense by the Miners that first half, 55 yards in the air and right about 45 yards on the ground. So good combination. We'll probably see more of that from this Miner offense.
The big pass play from Frankie Barrett to Jake Carter for 23 yards. But don't forget about the pass play from Barrett to Carvagna when Frankie took that big shot. And Carvagna made the nice comeback catch. That went for big yardage. That got him set up down around the Severs Equipment red zone. First and 10 for the Miners, leading 7-0 as we start the third quarter. On the ground it goes, running left side out across the 35 to about the 37. Billy Gill on the carry picks up 5. Carl, when John Blank was walking out, he's the PA voice.
Absolutely.
Of the Miners, and of course the proud sponsor of our Shelter Insurance halftime show for our live broadcast feature, where he said, best defensive half we played all year.
Can't argue that. When you got a goose egg on the board, that's all that matters.
And they really did a nice job of containing that Carlinville run. Didn't give up a lot of chunk plays, a lot of rushing attempts, but not nearly the success on the ground Carlinville had a week ago. Cavies crowding the line of scrimmage on 2nd and 6. Barrett going to keep it himself, running left, trying to get outside. He will turn the corner ever so slightly. Ramey Lewis and Chase Michaels track him down, but not before Barrett picks up a Gillespie first down out at the 44-yard line of the Miners. Gain of 7.
First down, Miners!
11 minutes for the third quarter. Good start here for Gillespie.
And both teams really had good management, clock management, as they had long time-consuming drives. Even though all we have is 7 points in this game.
Three receivers on the left side of the formation for Gillespie. They will motion Barry. They will hand to Barry, running right. They got Carlinville shifted over. Barry turns the corner, crosses midfield, and he is down at the Carlinville 49-yard line, a gain of 7. So they overloaded the left side and then put Barry in motion and went to the right side. They're actually going to mark him right at the 50. A gain of 6 for Barry. Sets up 2nd and 4. Because we've played a real sound football game here tonight. They force 2 Carlinville turnovers. They keep it on the ground. Another Miner first down. Move the chains inside the Carlinville 45. Down at the 44. That's a gain of 6. As Billy Gill took the carry, plowed off left guard. And good power football to start. And this is a tone-setting drive for Gillespie coming out of the locker room with a 7-0 lead. They have a chance to really take control of this football game here and now.
Absolutely. Get that 2-score lead and eat a lot of the clock right off the bat.
2 first downs on the drive. 10 minutes for the third quarter. Clock will run. Split backs in the backfield behind Frankie Barrett. They will hand to John Barry. Barry makes a cut inside, and he's brought down after a short gain of about 1 down to the Carlinville 43. Week 6 of the high school football season. It is just flying by. Carlinville will host Hillsboro next week. Gillespie will be on the road at Roxana. Counting tonight, 3 of Carlinville's final 4 games on the road. It was just a 4-game home slate for the Cavaliers this year. 2nd and 9, Miners at the Cavy 43. Handoff, I think that's Gill, straight ahead, not much there. Gets down to the Carlinville 40, pickup of 3.
Well, I think we might see our first pass of the half. That's a long, about long 6 yards, really.
And we've seen Frankie Barrett throw some nice footballs tonight.
Yep.
3rd and 6. They need to get inside the Cavy 35 to move the chains. 2 receivers to the left, 2 receivers top side of the formation. 1 tailback. Barrett might be changing the play. Looks over to Jake Bilbrook. Play clock at 12. Snap away. He's going to pass. Takes a big shot. Ball's under, thrown and incomplete. Almost a nice comeback catch there from John Barry. Good coverage on the play that time from Dustin Roberts. And Barrett took a big-time shot, and he is slow to his feet. He's on his feet now, and he's bent over, hands on his knees. He is in some pain. He probably isn't breathing too much oxygen right now. That was a big-time shot.
He's taking a couple shots, trying to hold on to the ball last second and really had nobody open. They just went for kind of a Hail Mary side pass.
Barrett is really struggling right now. He is limping off the field. He is in a good deal of pain, and Gillespie's going to take a timeout. It's 4th and 6, Miners at the Carthenville 40. Frankie Barrett in a good amount of pain right now. 8:27 for the third quarter. Gillespie leads Carthenville 7-0. Back to Don Duke, DeBrino Field, following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes, crawl the bar back here in Gillespie. Miners leading Carthenville 7-0. Gillespie facing 4th and 6 at the Carthenville 40, 8:27 for the third quarter. Frankie Barrett back on the field. They took that timeout, I think, just to give the quarterback a moment to collect himself, because it looks like the Miners will go. He took a shot right as he was releasing that football, Carl, so he was not able to protect himself at all. 4th and 6, the Miners will go. Barrett straight back, flush, throws far side, incomplete. And the Miners will turn it over on downs. They kept the ball for 8 plays, got to the Carthenville 40, but turned it over with a 4-and-out at the 8:22 mark of the third quarter.
We'll see what adjustments the Cavaliers make. They moved the ball, Tim, first half, but could not finish a drive. So let's see if they open up their game plan a little bit.
7-0, Gillespie with the lead. Piatts will come under center, I formation behind him. They start at their own 40. Hand off to Colton DeLong. Probing his way, a nice piece of running with the vision out across the Carthenville 40 down to the Cavy 48. That was a patient run that time from Colton DeLong. Good blocking, but he really made it work with that vision.
Had a flag, face mask against the Miners.
So that'll give Carthenville a first down after the 8-yard carry. That will be the 5-yard variety, so it'll move the football across the 50 down to the Gillespie 47. So Gillespie jump off sides a couple different times in that first half, but then they were able to make the big play with that forced fumble down inside the 5 at the end of the first half. They hand to Colton Robbins, and they slip it inside, and Gillespie is not fooled. They drive him backwards. Nicely done by Tom Johnson, the 200-pound senior defensive lineman. He stayed in his alley, Carl, broke it down, stood him up, and drove him back. That's textbook. Can't do any better than that on the sled in practice.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Miners' defense has been kind of bent a little, but not break.
No.
All game.
No break, very little bend. Byatts will hand to DeLong, running left, and lowers his shoulder inside the 45, down to the 43. The first drive of the game saw Carthenville have an 11-play drive that ended in a pick, and then at the end of that first half, after Carthenville got good field position at the Gillespie 37, following a nice punt return, they fumbled down inside the 5. That was after the Carthenville defense had forced the Gillespie Miners to punt, got the good field position. Touchdown called back on the penalty. 2 plays later, a fumble. DeLong, straight ahead, finds a seam, has a first down right at the Miner 35-yard line. Gain of 8. Colton DeLong can just wear you out as the game goes along.
Already 84 yards for Colton.
And he looks for the contact. And climbing, yes. 6:45, third quarter. Gillespie leading Carthenville 7-0. Cavies on the move here. Byatts hands to DeLong again. Colton bounces left side, now turns it upfield. Gets to the Miner 30-yard line. He stopped there after a pickup of 5. The first quarter here tonight went about as fast as a football quarter can go. 12-minute quarter. And it took maybe 17 minutes.
Yes, both teams pretty much had nice little slow drives, running drives.
We approach the midway point of the third quarter. First possession of the half for Carthenville. Fiats. Hands to DeLong. Colton looking to make himself so small right there. Slides his way inside the 25. Has a first down at the Gillespie 24 after a gain of 6. There wasn't much of a hole there at all. More of a crease, a small crease. And Colton found his way through. Frankie Barrett will gingerly walk off the field. He's still feeling the effects of that big shot. Last time Gillespie had the football. Byatt's back under center, I formation. Robinson the fullback, DeLong's the tailback. He takes the handoff and plows his way forward for a pickup of about 2. Down to about the 22. There's not been a lot of activity in the Seavers recruitment red zone tonight. Carlinville right on the brink of it. 5:25, third quarter. 7-0 Gillespie. Frankie Barrett to Jake Carter, 23-yard touchdown pass. The only scoring. They run with the long left, and Gillespie stacks it up. Will shy a first down yardage right at the 20. And with that, Carlinville has entered the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Exmark. Score now with Exmark at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. The only touchdown came at the 10-12 mark of the second quarter. Been a defensive battle. 4:40, third quarter. Third and 5, Carlinville. Byatts will hand to DeLong. Colton DeLong running right. Stiff arm has a seam, and he will be drugged down by Alex Ottersberg, but not before Colton DeLong has a first down for the Cavies at about the Gillespie 7 and a gain of 13. That was a good job by Ottersberg to track him down. It looked like DeLong was ticketed for pay dirt.
Yeah, good job bringing him down. Of course, that's going to put him over the 100-yard mark. 110 already for Colton DeLong.
Last time Carlinville was down here, they fumbled at the end of the first half. Byatt's back under center, I formation. Robinson and DeLong in the Cavie backfield. Byatt's will, hand to DeLong. Colton straight ahead, plows, dive, stretches, touchdown.
Kind of knew they'd go to Colton as they have pretty much all game long.
Nothing fancy there. Straight downhill at you. You know what's coming. We dare you to stop it. So the first drive out of the locker room. The Cavies find the end zone for the first time tonight. Now Lonnie Rosentrader on for the point after to tie this game at 7.
That's a huge extra point here, Tim.
Aiden DeBerzy will hold. Into the north upright. Snap back, hold down. Rosentrader's kick is up. Plenty of leg, and it is good. 4:05 to play, third quarter, and the Cavies have knotted it. Carlinville 7, Gillespie 7. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Brand new ball game here at Don DeBrino Field in Gillespie as the Cavaliers go 10 plays, 60 yards, 4 minutes, 17 seconds, a 7-yard touchdown run from Colton DeLong, and that is your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings scoring summary. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville since 1854. So they fumbled inside the 5 to end the first half. First time they had the football in the second half, they go right down the field. And this time DeLong able to hammer it in. Rosentrader's kick is a high, short one fielded at the 25. Here comes the return from Tanner Whitfield. And Whitfield shimmies and shakes his way out to about the Gillespie 35.
Well, we'll see what the Miners offense comes up with. They had a pretty good drive going start this first half, Tim, but it fizzled there at the end.
They ran 8 plays the first drive here in the third quarter, but then they turned it over on downs as they were unable to convert on fourth down. How's Frankie Barrett feeling right now?
That's a good question. Is he actually 100% as far as stepping and throwing and running, for that matter?
He's a tough kid. He's still in there under center. Fakes the handoff. Now it's an end around. Coming with Billy Gill. Gill turns the corner, takes a shot on the Gillespie sideline, but not before he gets a nice gain out across the 40. They'll mark him out at the 43 in a gain of 8. Nice misdirection running there. They went low on Billy. Probably a good idea. 5'9", 200 pounds. Second down and about 3. 3:51 for the third quarter of play. Tied at 7. Barrett will hand it off straight ahead, and that should be good for first down yardage out across the 45. C.J. Frinsko, the big fullback, on the carry. He does have the Gillespie first down at the minor 46. And Gillespie now showing their own power running game. 3:40, third quarter. Good ball game here tonight. 7-7 our score. These teams exchanging defensive blows. We've seen some big hits here tonight. Barrett will hand it off. That is Frinsko again. He took a lick right at midfield, driven backwards. Forward progress has a gain of 4 right at the 50. Good cool night, and as they say, Carl, this is good hitting weather.
It is indeed. True football weather.
Yes, it is. Much more enjoyable to play in this than in that heat and humidity we had the first part of the year.
Early part of this week, setting records.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday were brutal.
They were.
Second and 7 for Gillespie in the tie ball game. Barrett straight back. Now he's flushed. Sets. Throws off his back. Foot, a diving catch made by Jake Carter at the 35-yard line. Off his back foot, Barrett let it go, and Carter recognized. Headlong dive back towards the line of scrimmage. Makes the catch for a gain of 15 at the Cavvy 35.
Still big pass plays in this Gillespie offense have been the key to their one and only scoring drive. See if this one becomes a scoring drive.
They'll officially mark it at the 36. Big pass completion there. Third big pass play you could think of tonight in this game for Barrett. Two of them to Carter, one for a touchdown. The other went to Cravagna that set up the Gillespie touchdown. They stack three receivers in the left slot.
Fumbled it.
Ball is on the ground. Barrett able to get on top of it quickly. Lost yards back to about the 38. 2:05, third quarter. Gillespie's been very good with the football tonight. That's the first time they've put it on the ground.
And that was just on the exchange. But it cost you a down and a yard, so puts you in a bad spot right here unless you can come up with a good positive play.
Officially a loss of 1. They will scrimmage from the Carthenville 37 in the tie ball game. 100 seconds, third quarter. They motion John Berry. They fake to John Berry. They give to Dylan Lewis on the end around, and he gets a yard. The 36. Carthenville was ready for that. Inside of a minute and a half for the third quarter, and Gillespie in a third and long situation here. Third and about 11.
I think it was third and 9 when they threw that perfect strike touchdown pass in the first half.
Carlinville will crowd the line of scrimmage. Can Frankie Barrett find some magic one more time?
You know, the Cavaliers linemen will be coming after him again.
Three receivers set, two on the left. Barrett straight back. Pressure from the backside, hit on the release and incomplete. And a flag comes out. He was looking for Ottersberg down there. And I think they're going to get Aiden Noggle on the pass interference. Barrett took a big shot from his blind side there. Third and 11. It's not going to be enough for a first down. But it's going to be a lot more manageable third down. Pass interference. Offense.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow. Gillespie can't believe it. Did the official point the wrong way? That has happened before, Carl.
True.
It has happened before. We'll wait and see. I don't think he did, though. They're still talking. I wonder if he did point the wrong way. 55 seconds for the third quarter. They are going to step it off. Pass interference on Gillespie. Jake Bilbrook can't believe it. That's going to move the football back to the 50.
Well, I did not have a good view of that play. I was checking out the quarterback getting hit on that time. And
I mean, I can't say I saw offensive PI there, but.
Did you see? Either way is what I kind of looked over like the ball was going to go far away from both receivers, so it was a done deal.
Third and 25 for the Miners from midfield. Frankie Barrett straight back. Unloads deep, looking for Cravagna, and incomplete. Anthony was double covered down there by Kessinger and Noggle. It'll be fourth down and time to punt. Gillespie incredulous about that flag. I don't know that I blame them. 48.9 seconds for the third quarter. 7-7 our score. And Colton DeLong will go back to receive this Gillespie punt.
So what I always think a lot of times is a no call is probably the better call.
That's right.
And that might have been the case on this because it's just like, well, I can't say much about it. I didn't really see anything. All I seen was the ball going between two receivers and neither one's touching each other at the time.
John Barry booms one. DeLong will field it on the back pedal inside the 10. Running
oh boy,
left.
Dangerous.
Makes the man miss. Steps to another tackle. Big return out across the 35, and he is down on the far side of the field. DeLong fielded it inside the 10 and then went to work. That's a big-time return from Colton DeLong here in a tie ball game at 7-7 with 33 seconds for the third quarter. Well, that's one of those, Carl, when, like, don't field it, don't field it. Okay, good play.
Yeah, it's Colton. Colton DeLong has been the man for the Cavaliers, 113 yards, 22 carries.
That was a nifty 28-yard return there for Mr. DeLong. Looks like Bobby Seal in the backfield now for the Cavaliers, and Seal will get the carry straight ahead right to the Carlinville 40, gain of 4 on the play. 23 seconds to the third quarter, and that can be the final play of the quarter if the Cavs so choose.
That's one thing the Miners can hope for. That Colton DeLong just gets exhausted from running so much.
He's had a lot of high-volume games this year with the carries, and that will be the final play of the third quarter. What a ball game here in Gillespie in week number 6. Gillespie's 3-2. Carlinville is 2-3. Critical in terms of postseason aspirations. After 3, it is Gillespie 7. Carlinville 7. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Three quarters in the book, nothing decided. 7-7 our score, Gillespie and Carlinville. Cavaliers have the football, 2nd and 7 at their own 40-yard line. And Carl, what a great high school football game.
It is. Old smash mouth football by both teams. Seen mainly runs and a very hefty dose of Colton DeLong for the Cavaliers, especially.
Colton's back in the backfield. He takes the handoff, plows his way out to the 45. He'll be short of first down yardage. It'll be 3rd and short for Carlinville after the gain of 5. Gillespie scored at the 10-12 mark of the second quarter. Frankie Barrett found Jake Carter in a nice 23-yard touchdown pass. And then Colton DeLong answered at the 4:05 mark of the third quarter with a 7-yard touchdown run. Both extra points were good, so we are knotted at 7. 11 and a half minutes for the ball game. I formation for the Cavaliers behind Byatts. DeLong is the deep back. Michael will hand to DeLong. Colton, he's stacked. He did not get the first down. He needed 2, and he got nothing. Stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Big time stop from the Gillespie defense. I think it was Tom Johnson in there again. We've called his name a number of times here tonight on the defensive side. He's had a good ball game. 4th and 1. They did get Colton maybe a half yard. That's a long one for the Cavaliers. And right now, the offense on the field. This is a big-time gutsy call from Chad Easterday and the Cavs.
Well, it's kind of like you got to be able to get that 1 yard and kind of if you're going to be a smash-mouth running team anyway.
I formation. DeLong is the deep back. Oh, Gillespie jumped again. Third time they've done that, Carl. Second time on 4th down.
Yeah. That's cost them dearly.
In that spot, you never know if Carlinville was actually going to snap the ball. If they just knew, we think we can get Gillespie to jump with Michael Byatt's hard count. And that's the thing, you know, they haven't thrown the ball a lot the last couple weeks, but the job of a quarterback can be a lot more than throwing the football.
Right, and he has not even attempted a rush in this game.
1st and 10, Carlinville, after Gillespie jumped off sides after Byatt's hard count. Michael will hand to DeLong, running left on the stretch play. Colton DeLong stays in bounds, and they're going to have him out on the near sideline at the Gillespie 37. Gain of 13. Well, he was tight-roping that sideline for about 7 yards.
He almost had another 10 or 12, but he just stepped out.
10-16 for the ball game. Tied at 7. High intensity here tonight in Gillespie. Both these teams need this W. I formation behind Byatts. Back under center. Gives it to the fullback, Colton Robinson, straight through the hole, bounces off a tackle, holds on to the football, and he is down inside of the 25 at the 22. Gain of 15 for the fullback, Colton Robinson, but no, a hold on Carthenville. Bring it back.
You know, Carthenville only had, and that'll be their third penalty of this game, but the one was huge.
Took a touchdown off the board.
It did indeed.
And this one takes a first down off the board. Instead of first and 10 at the Gillespie 23, they're going to be moved back out across the Gillespie 40 at the 41. So that's close to a 20-yard penalty when it's all said and done. First and about 14 for Carthenville, but it feels bigger than that inside of 10 minutes for the ball game. Glad you're along with us tonight here from Don Duke to Brino Field in Gillespie on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Byatts will hand to DeLong, running left. Oh, he is hit in the backfield, wrapped up by Anthony Cravagna, and he's thrown for a loss. Actually, no gain on the play back at the 41. Nine and a half minutes of the ball game. Second and about 14. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30. Sports Saturday, 9:03 tomorrow here on FM 106. We'll be talking to both Chad Easterday and Jake Bilbrook, along with a number of our other area coaches, also with Hillsboro Boys Golf Coach Jeff Eichhoff, as the Toppers get set to begin postseason play on Monday. They've got state championship aspirations. I formation behind Byatts. Play action to DeLong. Byatts rolling right, throws in the flat, catch is made by Robinson, and he has a gain down to about the 30. That'll go for 11 yards and set up a fourth and manageable situation for the Cavaliers. That was a nice throw on the run from Michael Byatts.
First completion.
Well timed.
Cavaliers in this game.
It'll be third and 4. High formation. Byatts will hand to DeLong. Colton DeLong straight ahead, has the first down and almost had the touchdown. He almost popped out of there, but a touchdown saving tackle made by C.J. Frinsco. DeLong carries it down to the 21, a gain of 11. 8-18 for the ball game. This drive started at Carlinville's own 36-yard line with 33 seconds left in the third quarter. 8 minutes left now in the ball game. Fullback carry, Colton Robinson scores free. Robinson on his way to the end zone for the touchdown.
They broke that initial line of scrimmage, Tim. There was no one back there to make the tackle.
Robinson with the touchdown. He was in and out of the Seavers recruitment red zone, powered by Seavers JCB. Score now with JCB at Seavers JCB, online at SeaversEquipment.com. The 7:54 mark of the ball game. Colton Robinson from 21 yards out. Now Rosentrader on for the all-important extra point. The Bursey to hold. Snap is back. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. 7:54 to play. The Cavaliers strike again, 14 unanswered. They lead Gillespie 14-7. Back with the Carthenville kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here in Gillespie. Don Duke, Brino Field. The Cavaliers have taken their first lead of the night, 14-7. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. 8 plays, 64 yards in 4 minutes and 39 seconds. Colton Robinson, a 21-yard touchdown for the Cavies. Rosentrader's extra point good, 14-7 Carthenville. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthenville since 1854. Short kickoff going to be returned by Cravagna. Running right. Stiff arm, and he'll be drugged down. Good job by Bobby Steele. As Steele got stiff arm but did not let go and was able to drag Cravagna down as Anthony got out across the Gillespie 35 at the 36.
Yeah, the Miners offense must find a way to counter Carbonville's defense because they've moved the ball on them, but Tim haven't been able to get another scoring drive themselves.
Turned it over on downs the first drive of the half, then had to punt after a couple of first downs, and then a big penalty put them in third and long back in midfield. And the Cavaliers, 8 plays, 64 yards, and a go-ahead touchdown. Barrett will hand it off. That is Dylan Lewis, and Lewis carries out to the Gillespie 40 for a gain of 4. And as Carl alluded to, time will become a factor now with the way these teams run their methodical offense. 7.5 minutes. Still a lot of time, Carl, but
sure.
I think to your point.
Usually it seems like a lot.
For Gillespie, this is the
it's
drive.
It's kind of a key. If you want to do everything at your pace,
yes,
not have to upgrade the pace or anything, this is your drive.
2nd and 6 from the minor 40. Barrett, might have been some motion before the snap, but we'll play on. Frankie throws out in the flat.
Oh,
dangerous
boy.
And almost intercepted.
Time
Joe
well.
Lewis jumped that route, read it, and if he caught it cleanly, that was a pick six.
Yeah, he definitely read it perfectly.
7:04 for the ball game, 3rd and 6 for Gillespie. A critical third down. They need to cross their own 45 to move the chains. 14-7 Carthenville. Gillespie led 7-0 at the half. Colton DeLong touchdown in the third quarter. A Colton Robinson touchdown here in the fourth quarter. Barrett will pitch right. That is Billy Gill, and he gets to about the 45. A big lick laid out there by TJ Sims. That might have kept Gill from getting that first down. He'll be about 2 yards shy. They'll mark him at the 44 of Gillespie. And this is decision time here.
Let's call it less than 2, though. What do you say, yard?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, 4th and 1.
It's a full yard there. But
they're just inside the 44, but they need to get just across the 45. 4th and 1, the Miners will go. 6.5 for the ball game. This could very well be the ball game. Barrett under center. Snap away. Hand off away. And Gill fighting.
Good
I don't think he got it. He did not get it. Where he's marked,
line,
he did not get it. He got to the 45, but he needed to cross the 45, and he did not get it. Billy Gill turned away on 4th down. A great job by that Carthenville defense.
Needed a yard, and he got half of it, basically.
They're going to measure, but that's right in front of our broadcast position, Carl. The ball is marked. Actually, they put it just across. One of the noses of the football is across the 45.
Yeah.
This is going to be close, but he appears to be short. We'll get the chain gang out, and they'll let us know for sure. 6:13 for the game. Good second half surge here from Carthenville. Cavaliers will host Hillsboro next week. Gillespie travels to Roxana. They're all big now as we come down the home stretch. Chain gang coming out. It's on the far side of the field from them. They've arrived at the scene now. A very important stretch and measurement. The stretch and short. About 3 chain links. The Cavaliers run to the far side of the field. Hands pumping up into the air to their faithful. A big stop for the Cavaliers. They turn them over, 4 and out at the 6:13 mark of the ballgame. Now the Gillespie defense, which has been so good tonight, Carl, they need to come up with one more stand.
Almost going to have to look for that turnover because I know you're going to get a healthy dose of Colton DeLong. He's got 143 yards in this game and 28 carries.
They have forced 2 turnovers. DeLong is not the Cavalier who fumbled down at the goal line. That was Robinson, who made amends for that with his go-ahead touchdown moments ago. Ball spotted at the Gillespie 45. Carthenville leading 14-7. They have the football. DeLong the deep back. Colton Robinson lined up as the fullback. It will be DeLong straight ahead. Gets inside the 45, down to the Gillespie 44.
That's one tough yard right there.
Oh, yes, it is. He earned that one.
Well, I'm saying that yard itself, it seems like both teams. Three carries, and they've only gone a whole yard both ways, it seems like.
Inside of 6 minutes for the ball game. And Gillespie had fourth and one. Came up a couple of chain links short. Then on the next carry, to your point, Carl, DeLong carried the ball about the same distance, just the opposite direction. Carlinville going south, leading 14-7, 5.5 for the ball game. Hand off to Colton again. Drags the pile this time down to the Gillespie 41, a gain of 3. And it's going to set up third down, a very critical third down here for the Miners.
That one you kind of have to give the line because they just kind of pushed the Miners' defensive line back about 2 yards.
5:05 ball game. And it's been a great ball game. These two teams have left it all out on the field. A classic high school game here tonight. Third and 6. Ball spotted at the Gillespie 41 for the Cavaliers. And we're going to get a Carlinville timeout. 4:49 to play. Cavies lead the Miners 14-7. Carlinville has 3rd and 6 from the Gillespie 41 when we come back to Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize and the birthday boy, Carlos DeBar, back here at Don Duke DeBrino Field in Gillespie. And Carl, you still got a ways to go to catch the Duke.
I do indeed. But I have a good idea. I can guess who's getting the ball. Colton DeLong.
Mr. DeLong in the backfield. Robinson lined up in front of him. It will be Colton running right. Colton up and leaps forward and has the Carlinville first down on 3rd and 6 inside of the 35 at the 33. And, Carl, that was a great piece of blocking on the right side. But then DeLong got hit almost right in the thigh, and then he just dove forward.
He gains 3-4 yards. Like you say, sometimes, he gained that extra 4, which was the first down, on just pure diving down the field.
4.5 minutes. That was a big first down carry for Colton DeLong and the Cavies. Carlinville up a touchdown, 14-7, after they trailed 7-0 at the half. Byatts will slip it to the fullback, Robinson, and he is stacked up right at the 30-yard line. This Gillespie defense is to be commended here tonight, Carl. It's been a smash-mouth, straight downhill game, and they have really done a fantastic job. They're on the wrong side of it right now, but, man, they have done a great job of controlling the explosive plays tonight.
Well, they have, but the wear down of this defense is coming from constant line push and a lot of Colton DeLong.
And you mentioned it in the first half, that's what this style can do, is it just wears
out down the
as
defense.
You get to this point of the game. 3:35 for the contest. 2nd and 7 for Carlinville at the Gillespie 30. Byatts will hand to DeLong. Colton DeLong bounces outside, turns the corner, has the first down, stays inbounds, and he is down inside of the 20. They'll mark him inside the 15 at the 14, a gain of 16. And Carlinville has entered the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. That was an impressive run from Colton DeLong. And he stayed inbounds too, Carl, critical at this stage.
168 yards and counting. Hmm. He might get that 200 mark again.
He might. I think he's running out of field, though.
On this field he is.
1st and 10 at the 14. And a whistle and flag. Movement before the snap. False start on Carlinville. That'll move the football back to the 19. Remember in that touchdown drive early on 4th and 1, Michael Byatts got Gillespie to jump offside with a hard count. That play should not be forgotten.
Yeah, those plays have really added a lot to their offense. They've gotten, what, 3 of them? 3 first downs on the hard counts.
2 of them on 4th down. 2:50 for the ball game. 1st and 15 for the Cavies. They lead 14-7. I formation behind Byatts. It'll be DeLong running right. Oh, look at him just kind of sidestep, turn his body upfield, does a nice job there to get some yardage when there wasn't much there, and Gillespie will use a timeout. DeLong carry down to about the 14 for a gain of 5. And with the timeout, the clock will stop 2.5 to play in the contest. Carthenville leads 14-7. We'll come back to Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to Don Duke DeBrino Field here in Gillespie, along with Carl DeBar, Tim Mize here on WSMI. 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Carthenville leading 14-7. They have it 2nd and 8 at the 12 of the Miners. It's DeLong again. Colton probing his way off that right side. Not much there. He gets down inside the 10 to about the 9, and Gillespie will take another timeout. 2:23 to play here in the ballgame. 14-7. We'll keep it right here. And, Carl, this has been just a really fun game to watch, where it's been all about defense, field position, ball control.
It has indeed. Carlinville's ended up controlling the ball control more with Colton DeLong. Gillespie came through with the bigger plays as they came up with a big touchdown pass and the two big turnovers. But bottom line, right now they trailed by that touchdown. They can't let the Cavaliers get it here, another one here, or they're done.
Both those turnovers came in the first half. They didn't get any points off the turnovers. The fumble at the end of the first half kept points off the board from the Carthenville perspective, as Gillespie took a 7-0 lead into the locker room. But the Carthenville offense has been able to get into the end zone twice here in the second half. The Coltons, DeLong and Robinson with the two touchdowns. 3rd and 5 following the Gillespie timeout from the minor 9-yard line.
Don't jump off sides.
They stay onside. They hand to DeLong, and Colton fights his way down inside the 5, right at the 5. It'll be 4th down.
And again, don't jump off sides. God, Carlinville's used that very well, but boy, this is going to be, you know, they'll go ahead and go for it here. It is not even a full yard away.
I mean, obviously, if you kick the field goal, you'd be up 2 scores, but that, in high school football, that's a risky play.
That might be more risky. You wouldn't mind having the 3 points, but boy, what happens if it's blocked and returned? That's a scary proposition there.
It could go south in a hurry.
Very quick.
Or north in a hurry,
yes,
as the case would be here tonight, with Carlinville going towards the south end zone. 4th and 1 yard from the Gillespie 5. Byatt hands to DeLong. Colton has the Carthenville first down and the Cavy touchdown. His 2nd of the night will seal the victory for the Cavaliers. From 5 yards out, comes at the minute 33 mark of the ball game. Caps a 9-play drive.
And unofficially 182 yards on the game for Colton DeLong, as he just took over the second half. Remember, he only had 68 at half. So he's rushed for 120, roughly, in the second half.
Impressive. Rosentrader for the PAT. Kick is low and snuck it inside the left upright. 93 seconds to play in the game. Carthenville leads Gillespie 21-7. We'll come back to DeBrino Field in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to Gillespie. 93 seconds to play. Carthenville 21 unanswered points. They lead the Miners 21-7. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. 9 plays, 45 yards in 5 minutes and 20 seconds. A 5-yard Colton DeLong touchdown on 4th and 1. Rosentrader's point after good. 21-7. Carthenville, that's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville since 1854. Gillespie won the first half 7-0. Carthenville 21-0 here in the second half. This will put both teams at 3-3 on the year with 3 to play. Squibbing kick finds its way to Anthony Cravagna, and he is brought down, snowed under, back at the Gillespie 30.
Not much time. I already used 2 of their timeouts, did the Gillespie Miners. 1 minute, 28 seconds. Tim, you got to go to the air now.
Gillespie just couldn't get anything going offensively here in the second half. Some big pass plays in the first half, but here in the second half, it's just been tough sledding.
Moved the ball a little bit. They picked up about 150 yards in this game, but that's not dramatic, obviously, compared to, of course, you know, Colton DeLong has outdone that himself. So here you're going to have to go to the air. You got people like Cravagna and Carter out there that can make deep plays quick.
Will Barrett have the time to set and throw?
That's a key.
He has no time there. Has to throw short to Gravagna. The hook and lateral to Billy Gill, and Billy will get brought down inbounds, I do believe. The clock will run as Billy gets out across the 35 to the 37. Nice design on the play.
Pretty well covered by Carlin Bill, or, you know, if they would have overbet, he might have had the sidelines for a long, long ways.
70 seconds for the half. Barrett straight back, throws the slant, caught by Jake Carter. First down, stop the clock at 57 seconds to play. Ball marked at the Gillespie 48, gain of 11. That was a nice throw and catch on the quick slant. Clock again running. Gillespie has to hurry. 50 seconds to play, down two scores. And all sorts of movement. Did Gillespie move or did Cromwell come across?
That is the question. Looks like they're both pointing fingers.
As always.
He moved first.
No, he moved first.
I don't think so. I think they all moved at the same time.
I think that is exactly right there. But they got to call it on somebody.
Yeah, they will. It's usually on the offense in that case.
In this case, though, they'll put it on the defense. That'll be a five-yarder. Moves the football down to the Carthenville 46.
Thing is, of course, you can onside kick, but you got to get in the end zone and leave some time on the clock.
Gillespie's in a very tough spot here. Clock running, 45 seconds. Barrett straight back, throws a slant behind Cravagna, went off the back momentarily of, I think that was Dustin Roberts. Ball just kind of hung there and eventually falls incomplete. 42 seconds for the ball game. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30. Spotlight on sports at 9:03 on FM 106. Fighting Illini football on 105.3 The Ox at 1:30. Then Cardinal baseball, game 3 of the NLDS, 2:15 on Sunday, AM 1540 and FM 106.9 as the Carlinville Cavaliers come across again. There will be a game 4 now. We know that in the NLDS between the Cards and the Braves after Atlanta's 3-0 win today. The game time for that, not set yet, but we know that the Cardinals will be hosting the Braves games 3 and 4. Again, 2:15 pregame Sunday, AM 1540 and FM 106.9. 42 seconds for the ball game, a 21-7 Carthenville lead. Barrett straight back in the pocket, throws over the middle, and there's a flag. That'll be pass interference.
Yeah.
As it was intended for Dylan Lewis.
Perfect coverage or pass interference, one of the two. But I think he grabbed the arm.
That'll stop the clock with 38.9 seconds to play.
Carnival's helping them out a lot on penalties here. That'd be 20 yards on this drive alone.
That is pass interference on the Cavies. So that will move the football just outside the Carlinville 30 at the 31. Miners need to get into the end zone quickly to have a chance for the onside kick. They need two scores, two touchdowns. Barrett back under center. Straight back, has time, and Cravagna slipped out of his break there. Incomplete with 34 seconds. Second down, 10 to go for Gillespie. That's not as much of a factor now as the 34.7 seconds remaining.
If you make it maybe in two plays, eat up just 8-9 seconds, and give yourself a little time if you can pull off the onside kick, obviously.
Got to get in the end zone first. Ball spotted at the Cavi 31. Barrett looking right. Now he's flush. Throws over the middle and incomplete. A diving attempt that time, as that was Dylan Lewis on the attempt. Clock will stop with 29.6 to play. Third and 10 for the Miners. We were scoreless after one. Gillespie led 7-0 at the half. And then Carlinville tied it in the third quarter, and then two touchdowns from the Cavies here in the fourth quarter. 21-7, the Carthenville lead. Four receivers for Gillespie. Ottersberg and Carvagna split out to the left. Carter and Lewis split out to the right. Now motion Barry out of the backfield. They'll throw it to Barry in the backfield. Makes the first guy miss. Makes the second guy miss with a spin. He's shy of the first down.
Clock
the clock
eater.
Will run. 20 seconds. It's going to be fourth down and a yard, but the clock is running.
And it's 12
seconds.
Down.
Can't spike it. Should be fourth down. Fourth down and about 2, 7 seconds. That's pretty much going to do it. I think that's a false start. With the clock running, 6.4 seconds for the ball game. Both teams going to move to 3-3 on the year. The game might be over. This could result in a runoff.
They had the runoff in the high school. That'll do it then if that's the case.
21-7, Carthenville is leading, and they're just a moment or two away from victory. They snapped a three-game losing streak last week. Now they'll get their second win in a row here tonight in Gillespie.
Well, they discussed something. But
they did.
We'll have one more play, at least.
Fun football game here tonight in Gillespie. Ottersburg straight back. He will throw over the middle. Lewis, it is in and out of his hands, incomplete. 1 second left, and Carthenville will have to take one knee, and they will officially be 3-3. A defensive battle here tonight. 21 unanswered second half points for the Carthenville Cavaliers as they come into Gillespie on homecoming night and beat the Miners by the final of 21-7. It'll just be one quick knee for the Cavaliers. Then they will be on to the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. They will host the Toppers next week. That's a broadcast we'll have on FM 106 for Gillespie. They will travel to Roxana. So Byatt will take the snap. He'll take the knee. And the Cavaliers come in to Gillespie and get the win 21-7. Quick break. We'll come back and wrap up week 6 following these messages on WSMI. 21-7, Carthenville gets the win over Gillespie as the Miners led 7-0 at the half, and then Carthenville scores 3 touchdowns in the second half, 2 by Colton DeLong, 1 by Colton Robinson, and Carl, that was a fun ball game.
It was indeed, but it was way too much Colton DeLong for the Gillespie Miners today. 33 carries, 182 yards, 2 touchdowns, just too much of him.
Second straight week, too much Colton.
Yeah, he's pushing, 400 yards in 2 weeks. So the switch to the ground game has worked well for the Cavaliers so far.
Yes, it has. So for Gillespie, they fall to 3-3. For Carthenville, they improve to 3-3. We want to thank all of our wonderful football sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Scores tomorrow at 7:30, sports Saturday at 9:03 here on FM 106. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on FM 106. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize, and we say, remember, Gillespie Indians will play Pleasant Plains tomorrow in the IESA State Baseball Semifinals. It's a 9:30 first pitch tomorrow at the Eastside Center in East Peoria. So good luck to Jeremy Smith and Gillespie as they try to bring home a junior high baseball state championship tomorrow. Good night from Don Duke DeBrino Field in Gillespie.